You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Well, it's a special edition of Clan Chat. It's media day here at Brayhead Arena. Aaron Murphy alongside Ricard Jaroszuk, and absolutely wonderful weekend of hockey against Marseille. I think that's the first thing we'll discuss, because you were an absolute pain in the neck for Marseille all weekend. Get into the blue paint, causing trouble. Did you enjoy the first two games this weekend?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but you know, like the first one we lost, so it's always like painful. Another one, like, we did a good job in the third period, so I enjoyed more. But you know, it's like my style. Either the coach, he wants like us to play like lots of hits, you know, get body there. So I'm trying to do how much like how I can.
I said to you the other night, you were like a bull getting to the front of the net, and some of the Marseille defensemen just could not handle your size and your strength and your ability to shield the puck. But you said, no, I want to score. But that's what preseason's about, isn't it? It's about working those kinks out, getting used to new line mates.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, you always want to score, do like best for the team, either like make the space for your teammates, they can score. But I got a couple of chances, you know, like bad bounces there. So I was like pretty mad, like I could score. But I hope it's coming either with my sticks. So
let's talk a little bit about your connections with the Clan, because obviously the captain, Devin Sidorov, you guys played together in Kladno. So that was a good connection.
Yeah, right. Like we keep in touch with Devin. So we were talking during the last season, either start of this season, is the reason why I come here. You know, I ask Sid like how it looks there, like if there is the space for me, and was good move from me. Like I asked her because I'm here.
Well, and your family's here, and we were joking off camera a moment ago. When you got here, the sun was out, and your family thought it was a tropical place. I mean, but how are your kids? How's your family settling in?
Yeah, so I bring my family here too. We love it, you know, lots of parks here, lots of things to do. Either the first week was sunny outside, so we enjoy it. Right now, it's like a little bit worse. It's raining, but still we enjoy it, you know. So we love it here. You know, my son, hopefully he will get to school soon here. So he will get a better in English. So we enjoy it.
And he's playing with the Clan Academy, isn't he? And your son is called Ricards as well. So we were calling him Little Ricards. And he's enjoying the Clan Academy so far.
Yeah, right. Like I got the two boys. The younger one is Richard. Yeah, like me. The older one is Christian. He's playing with the Academy.
Right, yeah.
We had the last day, we had the tournament, so he enjoyed a lot. He's playing with the older kids. He's still six, so he's playing with the 9, 10 years old guys. So he enjoyed a lot because he loves the hockey too. Either he loves the other sports, so he's trying to play the soccer here as well. So yeah, we enjoyed the moments here.
Big weekend coming up. I mean, Kaufbeuren, Germany, the Warrior Pro Tournament. It is a fun tournament. I didn't get to go last year because I was at the Olympic qualifiers with Team GB, so I'm really looking forward to it. How are you looking forward to it as a new member of the Clan?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward because I saw the opponents there. You know, the first game, like against the Red Bull, will be huge. You know, either the Kaufbeuren there, the Nuremberg. So it will be a good tournament for us. Either we spend more time like a team, so we get a more connection, I hope. So, yeah, we are excited. Long trip there, and I'm excited to go.
You know Devin Sidorov from Kladno, but that's a good group down there. And the guys are downstairs doing the pronunciation guide and doing their celebrations for the Jumbotron and all that. You guys genuinely seem to be having a good time and enjoying each other's company. And is that true?
Yeah, right. Like Devon, he's a great guy. Like, he's leader, he's captain. I met another guys, like, they are awesome. Like, everybody is, like, helping me. Like, nice group of guys here. So I'm really happy, because it's always, like, important to have a good group of guys, you know, like, have fun. And yeah, so I'm excited for the season, how well it will go. So we will see.
I mean, Devin, as the captain, he's the leader, but there's a lot of leaders down there, and hopefully everyone's making you feel at home, because that's the whole point. I think it is a good group, and a big part of that is the fans. How have you enjoyed the Purple Army against Herlev and again against Marseille?
Yeah, you're right. I was, like, shocked. Like, I saw the 3,500, I guess, or some, like, I've so many people there for the just pre-games, you know, pre-season games. So I was shocked. Like, so many people, they yelling, they screaming. So I enjoy it, and I'm really thank you for the fans here.
Unbelievable support, like you said, even for preseason games. So wait till September 13 when Fife is in here for a Scottish derby. It will be bananas. It'll be a lot of fun, and I think you and your family are going to be like, wow, this is Glasgow's a hockey town. One thing that strikes me about you are a very well-dressed man. I think fashion is a big part of your life. And where does that come from? You've got purple trainers with your number on them. You've got nice suits. Like, is that a big part of your, like, interest away from hockey, fashion?
You know, like, you need to present yourself or at the club. So always, like, it's game day, you know, like, you need to have nice suits or either the shoes, you know, like, before we come here, we all family, like, we did buy the nice shoes, and we did buy the colors, and we painted, you know, the purple, so we could join here, like, the Purple Army. So yeah, we enjoy it. I enjoy it, you know, like, I like the fashion, so I'm trying to be looking good.
Hopefully you can drag Cade Nielsen and Joe Hazeldine and some of the young guys into the fashion 21st century. But I will say, folks, the trainers are brilliant. The suit you had on the other night, I was like, oh, I'm very underdressed for this interview. But I really like the way that you brought the family here. You're getting stuck in. You're wearing the purple. I mean, talk about your hockey journey. I mean, you must have some great stories in Kladno as well, playing with the likes of Jaromir Jagr, playing with Sid, playing with a former Clan member in Landon Bow. So just talk about a little bit about your hockey journey up to this point and some great memories over the years, and even in Kladno.
Yeah, I had lots of memories, you know, like, I played a long time in Czech, the extra league. Either I was on a national team, I'm lucky I played a world championship in Russia, so it was really good time there for me. You know, last year I played Kladno with Jaromír Jágr, his legend. Like, when I was young, I was kid, like, I got the posters of him everywhere in my room. So it was really, really good. Really good time with him, you know, like, I saw everything. Either I was like lucky he took my sticks. One day I come to the locker room and he was looking at my sticks. I went, oh, they are really good, they are customs, you know, I like it. Like, yeah, they are good, like, I order it, you know. Yeah, and next day I saw him with my stick on ice. So, like, what happened?
Stanley Cup champion, like, Jaromír Jágr, yeah.
I'm trying your sticks, they're looking really good, so I'm probably playing with your sticks. You're like, okay.
So I was, you don't, lucky. Say no to the boss.
No, he's the owner, you know, he's the legend. I can say no, but I was lucky he played with my sticks. He scored a couple goals, so I could say to everybody, like, he got my sticks, you know, he knows what is the best. So yeah, it's more stories with him, you know, like, he got the crazy stuff before the game. You see the videos, like, he's doing the funny stuff, but if you are in there, like, in the locker room with him, it's more funny.
I remember being at a Stanley Cup final, I think it was 2013. I was working for another network, and he came out with the ankle weights and warm up for the Boston Bruins and the weighted vest. And then the Bruins, I think, beat Chicago that night. They didn't win the cup that year, but they won that night. And as we were all filing out, he came out after the game again with the weight vest and the ankle weight. So just a very interesting character. I mean, you must have learned a lot from him, because even at that age and even now, he's still playing and still trying to improve.
Yeah, he's doing now. Weight vest, the ankle weights, like, he's doing still. It's crazy. Like, either he got a couple of workouts, like, you would never do. Like, he's special. Like, he knows what workouts sit to him. So he's doing, like, funny stick with a hockey stick. He got a medicine ball. He's, like, doing
against shooting the ball, tires, against shooting
the ball,
tires.
Yeah, you know, against the ball with the medicine ball. So it's funny.
That's the commercial director, Jerry McLaughlin, making a guest appearance. Guest appearance on Clan Chat. We're just talking about getting off to Germany. This man's got to go do his pronunciation guide. So we'll wrap it right there as Jerry comes in.
You know, I just sensed there was something going on. I must make myself part of this.
I must get on camera.
Sorry.
We are so delighted to have you in purple and the purple trainers and the good suits. Delighted that your family's
thank
here.
You
so
much.
Thanks for taking the time. Get downstairs and do your pronunciation guide. And we'll be back with more Clan Chats as we get the guys through the car wash downstairs as we get prepared for Kaufbeuren, Germany as well. So thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.